Hi there, I hope you're doing well. Today I'm just going to do a short video blog about a few tips for songwriting. Somebody had sent me an email asking me for some advice. I think they were wanting to get started. So I don't know if you write or if you fancy it, but do you know what? It's not rocket science. It's really, really quite easy if you've never done it before. So just a few things to get you going if you get the wee notion to write a song. My first tip is to collaborate. That is whether you're a seasoned writer or whether you're only just beginning. Sometimes as a writer you can end up kind of feeling either a bit stuck in a rut or you're feeling like what you're coming out with is a wee bit samey. So the way to avoid that is to get a new creativity injection. So get together with a friend, someone that you think is a creative person, make a nice thing of it, do it, say come around for some breakfast or, you know, come around for a beer and we'll get the guitars and write, make a nice kind of social time of it too. I love co-writing. I've co-written with all sorts of people, sometimes people all over the world. We've been doing a little bit of writing with folk out in Nashville at the moment, so that's been really good. And Jamie and I write together all the time, we write with friends, so it's always a great way. If you don't know any musicians, open mic nights, really good place to meet people and to kind of meet other musicians and to meet people to potentially co-write with. So that's tip number one. Tip number two is, remember, there's no rules for a melody. It can go absolutely anywhere and it's a total blank canvas to get started on. When I wrote my very first song, I've been listening obsessively to Joni Mitchell all afternoon and her melodies just go all over the place. So that kind of inspired me to go, well, it really isn't rocket science. I can just, you know, try something and start to sing some words and sing some melodies. My third tip is, you don't need to have the full set of finished lyrics before, you know, you start to write your melody. What Jamie and I do a lot is kind of scat singing. So we'll just sing sounds that feel good and we'll kind of, sometimes as well he'll sing, it's kind of like gibberish. Sometimes he'll sing something and I'll go, oh, that's a great line, and I'll scribble it down and he's like, that's not what I sang. I just sang gibberish and that's what you heard. He doesn't always sing gibberish. He also does write some lovely lyrics too, just to point that out. Next thing is to try and keep a notepad with you, or if you've got an iPhone, keep a wee note in your iPhone. When you're daydreaming, or sometimes if you're on a bus or a train or you're just wandering down the street, you can kind of get hit with ideas, and sometimes I put it like inspiration finds you rather than you find inspiration, so you've got to be ready to reach out and catch it in different times. So keep a little notepad with you, simple tip, but that's an important thing. Same as well, but also keep a wee recording device with you. It's something you can just sing into. People may think you're a bit mad, but so what. Also keep both of those, your notepad and your little dictaphone or iPhone or whatever, beside your bed, so that very early in the morning and just before you go to sleep at night are often like